It's the feel-good hit of 2021, the podcast that brings you so much more of this and more of that, just more, and it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial-free. It's the news according to me. It even rhymes. With new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals, or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe, because you probably won't want to miss any of this, but you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe, because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news according to me.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
I would come to him and punch him out. This is
oh,
my
wow,
mom.
I would pay to see that.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the
trespassing
ground. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
We'll all be happy, Nancy.
...are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my shoulder.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
I just want you to remember the way they talked to us back then and the kind of things they say to us now. Just keep that in mind. Don't forget who these people are. But it is the news. We're live. And it's the news, I think, according to me. Hey! Yeah. It's Thursday, April 16th, day after tax day. 8:53 a.m. I'm running ahead of schedule this morning. It's awesome stuff. We got, I was planning on starting at 9. Here we are. It's 8:53, 2026. We are rolling. We are rocking and rolling here this morning. Anyway, got some things to talk about today. I had some sound bites. I had everything all set up here. Well, there's going to be a couple of times I might have a chance to do some of this, but, I've got some things happening. I've got the old chai going on here. It might be too early for, there's usually some people that glom onto the show here after After I'm on for a few minutes, I don't see anybody on here. Some people in the live chat. And I do have a setup this morning where I probably see the live chat most of the time. I do have some, I do have to go over and get that other thing here. Maybe I can do it from this screen over here. Get that, yeah, I can do that. Maybe I can, I don't know. That's probably not going to happen. I don't know. We'll see what happens here. YouTube Music. I guess I'm on YouTube Music now. That's kind of interesting. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I'm going to go into my history here real quick. Some of this stuff I'm going to do in a little bit. I don't even see it now. What happened to it? Watch later, like time. Well, there it is. I just scrolled down, and I had to scroll up. It was already scrolled down. Go into that and see what I can find. There's an awesome audio I'd like to play for you with some shorts. This is only... What happened to all this? So I don't know. Anyway. What is that? Oh, I see. It's trying to search for something. That's what's going on. Let's go back to history without searching for anything. There we go. All right. I have... what is going on here? Oh, I see what's happened. I see exactly what's happened here. Yeah. Well, that's kind of, we got to do that. No, that's not what I wanted to do. Oh, goodness gracious. Can I go back? Yeah, there we go. Let's try this. Switch account. That's what I want to do. Let's switch over to that account. I've got an account for my worship thing, and I've kind of started that up. But anyway, oh, here we are. I have a couple things I want to get into today. It's just a live show. So anybody that happens to chime in, that's fine. But I've also got some AI folks lined up to chime in as well. A little bit of that. My live shows usually aren't that long. The content part of it is usually about 30 minutes, excluding all the other trivial stuff that we do. Because this show is brought to you by a sponsor today. That sponsor is me. I'm the sponsor of my own show. There's no commercials. There's no commercial activity. There's nobody paying me off to do anything here. Just me sharing with you what's in my brain. And it's kind of like I've opened up my brain for you to see this morning or to hear whatever it is you're doing over there. Maybe you have the ability to see me. I should probably cover up my camera. Never know who's watching because they're going to get an eyeful. Don't want to make anybody sick. I have several things going on in the world. First of all, let's talk about what's in my cup, because that's what everybody's really interested in. I have chai with cinnamon creamer. Now, I've got an insulated cup today with a cover over it. It's staying nice and warm, which is nice. And my backup cup, I have my Jeep cup with ice in it. I still have a quart left of my Chick-fil-A sweet tea. I bought a gallon of it. It's still good. It tastes really good. Probably making some of my own tea tomorrow or maybe over the weekend. I get to spend a whole weekend home this week. This weekend, next weekend. And I think the following weekend. It's going to be crazy. So it's going to make it kind of crazy. Trying to work out my schedule so I can go to Peru. I don't think it's going to work. There's the first full week of May. It's looking like I'm probably not going to get to go to Peru. It's just not looking good. It's going to take a miracle, which could happen. Talk to some people from upper management, see what they have to say about it. Since it's on the end of I tried to move my vacation around. They wouldn't let me do it, so that's kind of their fault. It's on them. I really don't care about getting paid. I just want to be able to go. So we'll see what they do. They might let me drop my time, and we just have to find out what they're going to do here. Anyway, that's what's in my backup cup. We'll get on with some stuff here in just a couple minutes. I'm going to try to arrange some things and get some things pulled up here that kind of need to be listened to, in my humble opinion. And we're going to go from there. In the meantime, listen to this little ditty.
According to me, oh, it's the news, the news. According to me, it's the news,
it's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news,
it's the news.
it's the news, according to me.
All right, I found it. I've got it all lined up here now. We got the show all set up here. Maybe I should move. Okay, I'll just have to swing. Okay, that's perfect. I can do this. A nice, good workflow. Got the workflow all set up. All about the workflow. All right, this morning we got a couple things to get into. One is, how things are going. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world. The Straits of Hormuz, whatever you want to call it, whatever you say it, I don't know. How they pronounce it and how we pronounce it, how I pronounce it is it all different. And they have some interesting things going on right now. There was a blockade. I don't get what all is going on with some of it. There's a blockade going on. Somebody sent me this. I'm not sure they even understand what this means. I'm going to play this. I just happen to think about this. I don't typically do things on the fly this much, but I think this will play. Try this and see if I can make it work.
You want to help us unblock the Strait of Hormuz? And they said no, not like they could really help anyhow. And then Trump turned around and said, gotcha, actually we're blockading your blockade. Everyone gets a blockade. You get a blockade. Your blockade gets a blockade. Take two, they're small. Now we're playing a new game. One it looks like Trump prepared for. Gas prices in the U.S. went up 40%. Brent crude surged past $95. Countries across Asia began rationing fuel. Sri Lanka went to a four-day work week. India's cooking gas supply is disrupted. The global energy system is now in crisis. And then something happened that tells you everything about where the leverage actually sits. U.S. crude began trading at a premium over Brent, the reverse of how oil markets normally work. The world couldn't get Middle Eastern crude, so it started coming to America. You know, to the Gulf of America.
All right, now what's happening here, people are saying that, well, this is just Trump, you know, trying to control. He's being controlled by big oil. It's just hilarious to me. It's just one thing after another with these people. My word. Do you understand the power that the position that this puts our country in on a worldwide standard? The Dems and people on the left are now, and a lot of them are just ignorant to what's happening here, and they don't understand they only see the surface level stuff, and usually the Democrats always want to give you the surface level emotional reaction stuff. I was just reading some stuff about this last night, and listening to some things about it yesterday, as well as this morning, about this whole thing about the. How they, in the Constitution, they had the slaves in the South were considered 3/5 of a person. And of course, that's racist. Oh, it's he's supposed to be a whole person, not a 3/5 of a person. Well, guess what? It protected the states that were trying to abolish slavery. This is, it's not that complicated. But the Democrats, they hear something like that. Oh, yeah, they only consider black people 3/5 of a human being. I consider them a whole human being. Well, of course they are a whole human being. That was the whole point. It's just the ignorance because of the emotional stat. They throw out a statement like that that has this emotional captured moment. And people go off, they flip out, they have the outrage, they do the whole thing, and they base all of their information on that one emotional reaction because of their self-righteous little thing that pops up in their head, and they don't understand the principle behind why it was considered the way it was. Now, I'm not saying we would still have slavery today if they would have been, but I'm saying that it would have and the abolition movement would not have had any traction had they not done that. But that's not the way that, you know, the Dems hear that. Oh, this is racist. By the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm also not bought off or paid for by anybody, and I can say whatever I want. I'm not monetized as a channel either, by the way. I can say whatever I want. Now, the algorithms might keep me from being, you know, they might ban me from being promoted or seen or heard. Doesn't seem to be making too much of a difference right now. But it is making a difference. I'm sure I'm getting slammed because of they read the transcripts. There are the bots that go through everything and they read all the stuff. And if there's certain keywords, they won't put it out there. I'm sure it's not going to get propagated like it normally would. However, for those of you who have subscribed and who listen to the show, you're probably going to. I think they still let people know. YouTube's pulling this thing now where you can subscribe to somebody and you won't get notified when they do their thing. It's they're pulling some shenanigans again on YouTube. And I refuse to be a part of that thing. I've tried a couple times to post my stuff on there, and I'm not doing it anymore. If I want to do anything, it's going to be with Rumble. Rumble's actually kind of it's here to stay. It's got some serious traction. And I'm definitely going to once I get things wound up here, I think by the end of my vacation, I should have things pretty much battened down to where I can get the creative things flowing, the workflow, the structure, the templates, all this. It's a lot more than just getting on there and doing a live show. You've got to have things kind of set. If you're going to do a regular live show, you've got to have some things, much like this particular podcast, I've kind of got things set up with a workflow. Otherwise it's at least a sort of a template, I guess you want to call it that. But you can't just, you know, jump in here, push on the play button and go, which I do a lot. But there's a lot of things in the background that are set up for it already to make it work. And those are the things that need to be put into place before I start. It's a whole other thing to go into video. And that's what I'm planning on doing now. So there's some very successful channels on YouTube. Kevin 24/7, for example, he's kind of changed his vibe a little bit. And I don't. First of all, he is sponsored by some people, and he also has a thing now. He's selling a course on how to do YouTube stuff. He's got several channels. I think he's got three or four channels. And I think he's got a car channel. He's got this one of his more political, which is the one I listen to. I think he's got something else he does. And now he's doing some collaboration with some other folks. And what I don't like is he's become much, much more foul than I don't remember him cussing all the time. And now he's doing that a lot. I'm sorry. I cuss if you want to, but don't expect me to listen to you. It's fine if you want to do that way, if you want to be that way. I just want you to know I have a hard time taking you seriously when you start becoming foul. I don't get what how that's supposed to attract people. Maybe you're down and real. Okay, whatever. Megyn Kelly does it. I don't like it. And I don't like it when other people do. I just don't like it. I listened to Rush Limbaugh for years and years and years. I don't know that I ever heard the man cuss. Not in the foul sense of the word. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he probably did. In his personal life, he probably did say some, you know, expletives now and then. But he had a successful show for years and didn't do that, and people respected him on both sides of the aisle because he was a. He had a political opinion, he had a political viewpoint, but he wasn't a foul-mouthed individual. I think people, I don't think they realize that the undermining of their credibility that happens when they start doing that kind of thing. The left, you know, jumps all over Trump for doing it. But then they start doing it themselves when they realize, oh, he's popular and he's doing that. Maybe I should, that's our problem. Maybe we're a little too stuffy. You start cussing now. Okay, go ahead, do it. Maybe that's where the nation is. I don't know. It's not where I am. I personally think it has, whether you think you do or not, I think it has an effect on you. I think it affects listenership. I think it affects people who listen to you. I think they have a harder time taking you professionally. I just think it's unbecoming. And I hear Trump is cussing a lot more now. I don't think he's doing himself any favors by doing it, personally. That's the way I see it. What is this? Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Well, that's going to watch later thing. I'm doing things in the background. Probably shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to put that in there. There we go. Click on that. Those are just some of the opinions I have. And that's where I stand with that. Now, that's, and again, if you want to cuss on your show, cuss on your show. It's fine. But I think it has an effect on your credibility. I think it has an effect on people, on your listenership. That's where I'm at with it. That's fine. It's my opinion, and I've got one, and you got one. Now, I'm going to get into this thing with Eric Swalwell. I know I talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's an interesting thing that's unfolding. And the reason I want to talk about it is because it's still an ongoing kind of, there's a lot happening here. There's apparently been some video that's been released. As I was saying yesterday, this one guy who came out and was supposedly his best friend, right? He's been gone on personal and business related vacations and stuff with him. He's now coming out denying anything. Oh, I didn't know anything. I didn't know he was leading a double life, and he was lying to us all. He was lying to me, lying to everybody. I had no idea he was like this. I'm calling that guy out on this. That is not what is. Nancy Pelosi claims she didn't know anything about it. She knew nothing about. Nobody knows anything about this guy. Well, here's Adam Schiff. This is brought to you by Memeology 101. I hope he doesn't come in here with any comments. He occasionally comes in with comments or plays something that's, I haven't edited this thing, so who knows what's going to happen here, but I'm going to play it. This is him.
Same here, pal.
Here you go. They're on this video call. Let me set this up for you because you can't see what's going on. This is Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff talking to each other. Now, Adam Schiff was talking about running for governor of California at one point. They both look like they're sitting in a hotel room. Not the same hotel room, but they both look like they're sitting. Adam definitely looks like he's sitting in a hotel room somewhere. That looks like a hotel. I don't know. I have a hard time believing his fixtures on like lights, light fixtures on the wall like that in his house. Eric may be in his house. I don't know if that's, I don't know where he's at there. It's kind of a weird looking thing background. So here we are. This is Eric Swalwell and Adam talking. As Eric was announcing his run for, now Adam Schiff now is a senator. Now he was a congressman. Now he's a senator. And again, I think people like this who have come out and said these, he's just blowing smoke, and if he says he doesn't know this guy, then he was lying here. This was all a setup, and it was all, which I'm sure it was. Schiff just comes off as he's just some kind of, he's just so, he's pure as the driven snow, and he just so cares so much about. And of course, they have to talk about Trump and how, here it is. I'm just going to play it and let you hear it.
As I said, if you've just joined or you're came in late, Senator Adam Schiff, a friend, a partner, endorsing our campaign.
Well, first of all, let me say how proud I am to support
this
you.
It's February 19th.
And, before you got in the race, it was fully my intention to probably stay out of the race. A lot of friends are running. A lot of very, capable people are.
So now what he's saying by that, what he means by that is he was going to stay. He wasn't going to get involved in the race. I'm not sure if he was going to run or not, but he was going to endorse. He wasn't going to endorse anyone. He's got a lot of friends that were going to get it. But, he's worked with, just listen to what he says here about Eric Swalwell and how close they are and how much he knows about him. And he's going to come out and endorse him now. Now, is Adam being paid off to endorse him? I don't know. For some reason, all of a sudden he's got all these friends that were going to run, but now all of a sudden he feels compelled to just step up and endorse Eric Swalwell.
Field, who I have great respect for, but there are a couple things that compelled me. One is that when you got in the race, here was somebody that I'd worked with for over a decade, who I had seen stand up to Donald Trump and
stand up to
all his MAGA allies, no matter
what. Oh, look at that, standing up to Donald Trump.
And they're attacking you again now. Because they fear that you'll be successful.
This was in February. This is before all this came out.
A powerful person in the governor's office once again to stand up to this president.
We're better than he is. And you often
really?
Quote our colleagues.
We're better than he is. We're better than he is. In what way? Please give us some context, Eric. And you know, they throw this kind of stuff out all the time. There's no context. There's nothing with regard to what it's about. I may have to say goodbye here, or I might have to kind of, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'm not sure what's going on upstairs.
Cummings, the late Elijah Cummings, who would say, we are better than this. And that's just how I see our state, and that's how I see our country.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
Oh, completely
during
agree.
During the first impeachment trial, and you did such a magnificent job in the second one, I made an appeal to my fellow senators that we could not leave a man like this in power. First of all, we had proven him guilty of what he was charged with, but this was somebody
who couldn't
tell the truth. He was just incapable of telling the truth.
This is Rich coming
right from wrong.
Can't tell the truth. This is Adam Schiff, who told us for years, that Donald, well, there's plenty of evidence right in plain sight. It's right there.
Fundamentally indecent. And it wasn't that the senators should remove him because he was indecent.
These people are sociopaths.
He couldn't tell right from wrong, and he couldn't tell the truth, and those things didn't matter all to him, but because they mattered to my colleagues, I appealed to them that he is not who you are. Well, sadly, there are plenty of them who, I guess, he is who they are.
So this is how this goes. Now, of course, this is, here's a news recap. This is on the same thing here.
Breaking news this afternoon, Congressman Eric Swalwell is now a former congressman. His resignation letter was just read on the House floor. Let's hear it.
The Speaker, House of Representatives, sir, I am deeply sorry to my family, staff, and constituents for mistakes and judgment I've made in my past. I will fight the serious false allegations made against me. However, I must take responsibility and ownership for the mistakes I did make. I am aware of efforts to bring an immediate expulsion vote against me and other members. Expelling anyone in Congress without due process within days of an allegation being made is wrong. But it's also wrong for my constituents to have me distracted from my duties. Therefore, I plan to resign my seat in Congress effective at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on April 14th, 2026.
He did not know right from wrong, and he was fundamentally indecent.
Okay. Enough of that. Good old Adam Schiff there with his judgment and his character judgment of Eric Swalwell. He worked with him for decades. He stood up to Donald Trump. Doesn't know right from wrong. Donald Trump doesn't know right from wrong, and he's just an indecent individual. But, you know, he's supporting Eric Swalwell because he's just such a fine individual who's now being, he resigned before he got expelled. He didn't want to go through the whole trial process. There is some very, very damning evidence of what Eric Swalwell has done. And one of the pictures, one of the videos actually contains, boy, I don't know, guy sure does look a lot like his little good buddy who claims he didn't know anything about any of this. And it's, it's all allegedly. This is all just allegations here at this point. But it sure does look bad for both of them. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi, who claims she knew nothing. I didn't know anything about any of this. I don't even know who is Eric Swalwell. Who's that? I don't even know who this Eric Swalwell person is. I think I've got that right here somewhere, too. Let's see if I can find it. Here she is. She's being interviewed. Let's see if I can pull this up. There's no audio. There's audio. Where'd it go? Well, let's pull it back here. Here we go. Yeah, that's not even far enough. Here we go.
Yeah. You're chair of the party. Your colleague, Eric Swalwell, resigned today from the Congress. He withdrew from the gubernatorial race in California. Did you tell him to resign?
Oh, Congress? I think that was his decision.
It's his decision. You can tell him to resign. But it's still his decision. So no, she didn't answer the question. She could have told him to resign, and it's your decision, but I'm telling you to resign. I can't make you do anything, but I'm telling you to resign. See how they can twist this kind of thing? This is how they go. Well, oh, it's his decision. It's his decision to make. Yeah. It's his decision.
The smart decision
to
make.
The right thing to do?
Yes, the right thing to do, yes. Not to subject members to have to take a vote on something like that, and not to subject your family. Probably five times in the history of our country.
Yeah. All of a sudden, she's all concerned about people's families and people. She's concerned about the dirt on the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, what the Republicans are going to do to the Democrat Party. Dragging this whole thing through the mud and making, you know, pulling. And I guarantee you an investigation, a public investigation, a hearing, this would have been devastating. Sorry, there's a blender running in the background upstairs, but it's coming through the microphone. There's this idea that they have to, well, let's just get him out of here real quick. Just make him go away. Because then we can get on with Orange Man Bad. We can't have this dirt, you know, splattering all around. This is bad news for them. Now, there's some other things happening within the Democrats that I think is interesting about. But let's see what we have here for callers. I think we have some stuff going on here. Let's see if this is. Oh, I haven't even started it yet. I probably should start this thing. I haven't started it at all.
Oops. Exciting. What does so you think about this fallout with the whole?
Oh yeah, messed that one up. My timing was way off on that one. I think what we'll do is we'll do this, and we're just going to start over again because.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're live today. Hey,
yeah,
this is exciting.
Oh yeah, it's exciting.
What does so you think about this fallout with the whole Eric Swalwell thing going on?
Oh, see,
a lot of the Dems are distancing themselves from him now and acting like they never knew him. What's your take?
Well, my take. Let's see what my take is. I've had some people jump in the studio here. I didn't even notice they were in here. I think I'm kind of sharing this. I'm kind of in the middle of it right here at the moment. Apparently, you weren't paying attention there already. I have lots of things that are going on here, and I think the biggest problem right now that the Democrats have is they're losing people. Now, my understanding is this Gigliano or whatever the guy's name is. He's also possibly going to resign as well. Because there's going to be an investigation in his life. He doesn't want to go through that as well. I would not be surprised if you hear before the weekend, probably going to happen tomorrow night. Usually some things like this happen on Friday evenings. That way they can't get in a news cycle for the week, even though the weekend news shows tend to be a little bit, they're listened to quite a bit as well. Unfortunately, they'll try to get this kind of stuff. That way, it gives them a weekend to kind of recover, so they can get back into the weekly thing on Monday morning. That's just the way they do things. The way they make their announcements and do stuff like that. So I have a feeling the other guy, his buddy, is going to also resign from Congress. They've lost a couple. And I know the Congress, the Democrat congressional side now, the numbers of representatives they have available have gone down. They've had, I think, three resignations here in the last 6 months or something like that. I'm not sure. Maybe you know. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at with it. So I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I just think there's some very bad things happening on the left side of the aisle right now.
Well, actually, that's an interesting take on the political situation.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, resignations and party affiliation shifts can certainly impact the balance of power in Congress. However, I would caution against making assumptions or speculating too much, as the full context and motivations are often complex. It's important to rely on authoritative and impartial sources when analyzing these types of developments. Perhaps we could steer the discussion back to the original topic you were covering. The automated trading system. I'd be curious to hear more technical details about how those types of algorithms function.
Well, that was yesterday's show, Artie. I think you're behind. You're a little bit behind on that one. Maybe Skip wants to change the topic here.
Hey there, Kevin.
Hey.
I'm not so sure about all these people starting to dump Trump. Seems a little sketchy to me, almost like they're getting paid off. Yeah. Just seems sus to me. What do you think, their partner?
Well, that's a good question. It does seem, you know, Candace Owens was kind of one of the first ones who kind of went, she went down this whole rabbit hole thing with Macron and it's his wife, his being a man and all that stuff. And it was just going, why? I don't understand the significance of all of that. That became her whole persona there for a little while. Then of course, after the Charlie Kirk incident, the whole thing became Erica Kirk and how, you know, just weird stuff going on. And Erica is a strange individual. Don't get me wrong. She does have some personality quirks that I think are kind of weird. She doesn't have the ability to speak that her husband did. There's no question about that, in my opinion. She doesn't have the same ability to speak that Charlie did. And I think that's fine. You don't have to have that. It's to be a good, to have a good marriage thing going on, whatever is happening there. That's fine. But it's, she's been expected to step up in his place. And I don't think that's going to be, I just don't think that's, and she kind of has taken that role. Partially probably because she wants to make sure it's steered in the right direction. But I think that there could have been a way to do that without her having to be out in public, in the public, arena for that, because I don't think she does well in that arena. I don't think she does as well there as Charlie did for sure. But that's kind of, but so anyway, that whole thing with Candace was kind of the snowball that kind of started a lot of this stuff. And then you've got other people going along, Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson, all these other people who were, you know, still, I would say, possibly not necessarily what I would call conservatives in the true sense of the word. I'm going to have to, let's get a response here from, see what Skip has to say and see if he wants to go down that road. What do you think, Skip? What do you think about all that stuff? What is your opinion on it?
Well, now hold on there, partner. Let's take a step back and look at this objectively. I'm not one to get caught up in all the political hype and drama, you know. Sure, the folks on the left may be facing some challenges, but I wouldn't put too much stock in the rumor mill. As for this Candace Owens character and the Erica Kirk situation, that sounds like a whole lot of nonsense if you ask me. Sounds like some folks are more interested in stirring up controversy than having a thoughtful discussion. Why don't we steer this conversation back to something more constructive? I'd be happy to hear your take.
Okay. So apparently they all want me to steer away from this happens occasionally with the AI stuff. Let's steer the conversation away from. There must be certain keywords that make that response happen. I'm not sure what it is that happens there, but folks, I'm going to have to take a quick interlude here. I got to say goodbye to my wife. She's heading off to work. So I'm going to play this. This isn't the one I wanted to play. I want to play this other one. This other one's a little bit better. Let's play this for just a couple minutes, and I'll be back. I'll be right back.
Are those who just try to make this a political issue? Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level a virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection, and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry for the brief interview. I do have this other thing I wanted to play. Interesting thing. I have this. Where'd it go? That's interesting how that happened. Huh. Oh, sound bites. Where'd sound bites go? There we go. Okay. There is this other thing I do want to play. I need your opinions on this. This is something I want to get everybody's opinion on. This is the first one here is, it's a little song about the phone number. You can call in or you can text in to the show via this thing. So.
Seven, four. But wait, there's more. 651, we're almost done. 76 and 85, text that number, it's alive. Text that number, call that number.
Call that number.
Don't be a loser.
Don't be a loser. That's kind of fun. And we have, there's that one. And there's another one I'll play a little later. Kind of fun. Getting back to the callers. Let's see if I can get Skip's response. I don't know what he's going to. No, I already got Skip's response, didn't I? Yeah, we're gonna hang up on Skip. Okay, well, let's get rid of that. Let's see what Chloe has to say. Chloe's our California girl.
Hey there, Kevin.
Hey, yeah.
What's happening here in California?
Oh, I don't
Seems
know.
Like a lot of scuffle around the politicians, and I'm not sure I get
we're
what's
back
going
to Swalwell,
on. Please do explain it all as only you can do.
Okay. That's what I do. I explain things. I'll do my best. Here's the way I see it. This governor's race in California, they've got time. And again, like I've talked about this before, the Democrats are messing things up right now. They've got a mess going on right now with this whole Eric Swalwell thing. And there's a whole lot of politicians who were in the tank. Like the thing with Adam Schiff, you know, saying, oh, he's just the greatest person. They're all sticking up for the guy. They're all, you know, they all thought that he was going to be the next governor. And now everybody who was jumping in the tank with him is finding out that the tank is pretty slimy. There's a politician in a tank of water. It's going to be slimy. It's mostly going to be slime anyway. There's not going to be much water, just mostly slime. So I don't know. I think that this is going to cause a problem. But keep in mind, as I've said before, that the goldfish memory that most of especially the Californians have, there's not going to be an issue. No offense to you, Chloe, but because you're just a machine anyway, so it didn't really matter. The issue is going to be that by election time, their Democrat Party candidate is going to be, you know, the most wonderful person in the world. Gavin Newsom will be running for president, and he's going to be the most wonderful person in the world, whoever their candidate is. Now, apparently Kamala Harris is talking about throwing her hat in the ring again in 2028. Oh my word. Keep in mind, she almost pulled it off. Now they're doing some things right now. We're very close to losing our republic. And the reason I say that is because they are going to go to there are a few states that have this pact going on in how they count their votes, where all of the electoral votes will go to, it's this weird thing where all the blue states are basically going to decide who the president is going to be. It's this pact thing that they've got going on. It's a pact, I should say, that's going on. It's like this contract agreement between certain blue states, and they're all the ones with the population, the populated blue states, blue cities. It is, and of course, once you start centralizing things and go to a complete, if you get rid of the Electoral College. It enables a centralized voting fraud scheme, much like we saw in Atlanta and other places that they're just now finally starting to get uncovered on some of these places. That kind of thing happens. It only has to happen in one place, and you go by a strictly popular vote. Now you only have to have one place that run 5% or something. You're gonna win all the time, and the side that doesn't cheat is going to be the one that loses all the time. So that's kind of where we're at with this whole thing. They're very close to getting this accomplished. It's very quietly about to subvert our national elections. We'll see how that all works out. But anyway, the thing that's happening with California, I would not be surprised if they get it all cleaned up and get their candidate with their little pristine messiah candidate will fall from the sky at some point in California. We'll see how that all happens. Right now, it's very early on in the sequence still. Everybody's talking about how everything's going to be affecting the 20.
Okay, that's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
As a Cali girl, I gotta say, the goldfish memory vibes are totally real, but don't count us out just yet. Mm-hmm. These political scandals may feel messy, but you know the internet is going to turn them into the spiciest memes. And Gavin Newsom running for prez? Girl, that guy can barely keep the lights on in this state, let alone run the whole country. I'm with you on the Electoral College shenanigans, though. That's some shady stuff. But hey, us young voters are staying.
Yeah, true. And that is, we'll see how it works out. I think people's eyes have started to open up. In fact, this sounds like Chloe's eyes have even opened up to the fact that, you know, I think Gavin Newsom, I'm surprised she would say that about Gavin Newsom, but we'll see how it goes. We got one more caller, the one who has all the historical background of everything that happens. We'll see what she has to say this morning, because she always has this, you know, vast historical
Thanks
background.
For taking my call,
Kevin.
You're kind
of loud,
it's exciting to be on a live show because it's like history being made
in
real time.
Yeah, it is.
Historically
speaking,
as a historian, well, tax day has come and gone.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what you think about all the new tax laws and the effects it will have on the economy.
Yeah,
I mean, historically, these are some of the biggest tax refunds in the history of the income tax.
Uh-oh.
Historically speaking.
Historically speaking. Yeah, you're always historically speaking. I guess that's quite a shift in conversation. I have the it is interesting, actually, how this pans out. And maybe you could share a little bit more about this. But my understanding is there are huge tax benefits now that are in the I think one of the ones is no tax on tips. I think that's probably one of the biggest things. Now, there are a lot of restaurants in terms of the common worker, the average everyday worker person out there working a job. Kind of interesting on some of this stuff. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. I haven't even had a chance to talk to my accountant yet about some of the changes. I know that with a small business, there are certain deductions I can take now and that kind of thing. Now, a lot of restaurants now, though, are pooling their tips. So it's kind of this weird thing where you can give a waitress or a server a $20 tip and they don't get the whole thing. They divide it up between the busboys and everybody else. Which is fine. That's the way they want to do it. I always have a hard time with that sometimes because it's sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. It all depends kind of on the situation, what everybody's doing with all that stuff. But it's interesting how all of this stuff happens, how it all pans out. You really don't know. Some of the tax breaks and tax code stuff, people don't really realize in their wallet until several months in, and then they forget about those things when it comes to another election. That's kind of what's weird about some of that stuff. It's you can do all kinds of things like that. Now, frankly, here's how I see things panning out, and this is because the tax code has changed, because of what's happening with the stability. Anytime you do anything productive, especially large scale production of anything, you have to make a mess before it looks better. Look at the White House is almost a picture perfect example of this in real time. And what I mean by that is the ballroom addition. Everything that's happening at the White House right now, there's a mess. They had to tear down some things. They had to make a mess. It looks, and of course the Democrats right away brought pictures out, these overhead pictures. Oh, look what they've done to the Capitol building. Oh, look what they've done. Oh, not the Capitol building, but the White House. Oh, it's just, they destroyed it. Oh, it looks terrible. This is a mess. This is all, look at the mess he's made over there. This is any time I've done anything in a major restoration project or anything that's been, you know, a major overhaul of anything. Cars, buildings, rooms, whatever it is. You have to make a mess before you can turn it into something that looks better. That's almost always the case. Unless you're just going to paint over everything. The mess is still there. The whole bad part of it's still there. You just paint it over. All you did is put lipstick on a pig at that point. But you polish a turd, as they say. By the way, the turd's got a nice shine on it. But this is Well, I could go down. This is what they're talking about is the world situation, the world stage, and what this administration is doing. In my opinion, it's making right now it looks like a mess. Everything's a mess. We got this war going on, got this other stuff going on. The things that are happening in the background that of course that the lamestream media is not going to tell you about. The legacy media aren't not talking about at all. Some of the things that are happening between Jordan and Pakistan, the agreements that they had earlier was that Pakistan was going to step in and help. They kind of had this defense thing about, you know, if anybody steps in to attack them, they kind of have this defense agreement. Pakistan didn't stand up. When missiles were being fired from Iran to Jordan, I think it was Jordan, someplace, they decided not to to get involved. Pakistan didn't step in and do anything because their alliance with Iran was bigger because of the oil they were getting from Iran. So here you go. This whole thing kind of just for whatever reason, I don't know whether it was oil or not. I have no idea. I'm not a geopolitical expert, but it's one of those weird things where this it looks like a mess to begin with, and now it's turning into something else. Economically, I think that the tax cuts, getting back to your question about the tax situation, I think that it's going to look like a mess right now. I think economically, by the end of next year, I wish it was this year because of the midterms, if everything stays in place and Trump doesn't get impeached and thrown out because if the Dems take over in the midterms, if everything stays in place as it is, and Congress gets on board and codifies some of these things that are being put in place and making them law, I think we're headed for a huge economic boon. Seriously, I would have thought it would be before the end of the year. However, with this whole Iran thing, I think it's going to prolong it. However, it's going to make it even more solid because there are agreements being made. There are things happening that I think are going to cause more stability in the world. I think, or that could, unless they get sabotaged in some way. And those things are going to have a huge effect on our economy, along with the tax cuts. This is something that I think it's happening across the board. The combination of taxes and the kind of economic world trade situation we're coming into, that's kind of my opinion. Now, that's saying a lot, kind of maybe paralleling your question, but hopefully that's part of your question. I'm glad I answered it or not. What do you think? What do you think, historically speaking?
As Elena, the podcast caller character, you raised some fascinating points about the complex geopolitical and economic landscape we're navigating. As a historian, I've observed how periods of upheaval and transition often precede great transformations. Uh-huh. The Trump administration's policies, from tax reform to foreign relations, are certainly shaking things up, sometimes creating a proverbial mess before potential breakthroughs.
That's what I said.
However, I caution against assuming any inevitability of economic boom or political stability.
Get back to that
so
context.
So much depends on factors beyond our control, from tensions with Iran to unpredictable congressional dynamics. Yeah. While I share your hope for a robust economic resurgence, I would urge careful scrutiny of
brother,
claims.
Oh, brother, here we go. Here we go again. This. Okay, I don't understand why the AI thing kind of goes down this road sometimes. Just be careful. Got to steer away from this conversation. I don't understand that. This is one of those technical things I'm just going to talk about for just a minute. By tomorrow, I'm hoping to have to be full blown into getting this app. I haven't even worked on it this week, but I've got all the notes taken. I'm going to put all this stuff back in and go into, I think, Claude Code. Claude has not been real. Confident building here recently, but I'm going to go ahead and use it. What you have to know is with all these AI models, there are certain ways you can do things that make it more efficient and work better. One of them is I have to come up with a document first, and I'm going to use maybe ChatGPT or something to help formulate the document that I need to kind of explain. I'm going to use more of a free system to come up with a document that will provide a prompt or a document that I can put in the background so that it has context throughout the whole thing of how I want this thing to operate and work. It will give it a much more of a background, kind of a memory type thing to work off of. So this that's what's happening here is I can throw all this stuff into the Claude model, Claude code model. And then it makes the coding of the application much better. So this podcast caller thing is very basic. It's a what they call a marginally viable product, an MVP. And it's not a very robust system. It's very simple, very basic. It lives on my computer. It's just got this code that goes in there, a couple folders. And it looks great, and runs ridiculously well for something I built. But it's very basic, and where we're at now is we're at the point where the coding system has to be done in a way that it can literally be put into the App Store, which means I do have an Apple developer account, which doesn't cost that much. It's not, I think it's like $100 a year, whatever it is. But now you consider yourself a developer. Now you can go in and you can write the code, and it gives you all this. It will do everything. It will provide everything for you to get everything into the Apple Store. Now it'll take about a month or maybe 2 months to get everything actually in there and approved, and then of course you have to have updates all the time because Apple's constantly updating their OS, and you have to, so every 6 months you have to have all these updates, which is why every time I go to use an app now on my iPhone, I have to update the app. Can't do anything until you update the app. Of course, it's right when I need the app. Should I turn left or right here? Well, update your app first. Oh, okay. I guess I'm going right, and we'll see what happens later. Oh, you took a wrong turn back. You should have turned left back there. Well, I didn't know that because, you know, the app had to be updated. It couldn't just say go left, and then we'll update the app later. That's the kind of thing. Or you're standing at a counter and trying to get something, kind of get some number, and say, oh, you got to update your app first. I can't give you your membership number. I can't give you that until you update your app. Go to a lot of hotels, and of course, like the Bonvoy system and all that stuff. I was at the counter the other day checking into a hotel and pulled up my Hilton account or whatever it was. And of course, that said, hey, you have to update your app. Well, so now it's taking its time because I had bad service. My internet wasn't working very well. Their data wasn't working very well there at that particular location. And of course, I wasn't on the hotel Wi-Fi because, you know, I couldn't give them my number. How ironic. So I ended up having to go through the whole process of figuring all that out. And finally got it all. I went down later. I went down for dinner anyway and stopped by and gave them my number then later. I took a screenshot of it, so just in case that happens again. Anyway, by the time I need that number again, that'll be 10,000 other pictures taken on top of that screenshot, so I won't be able to find it anyway. But there's probably ways of organizing all that stuff. Figure all that out. Anyway, I want to pose this one more little ditty here I want to play for you. We're almost on an hour here for the show. I just want to pop this out here for you. The other phone call number, I don't know which one I like better. Maybe you can let me know for any of you who are out there listening to the show. Just let me know which one you think is best. And I'm taking a poll. See who likes it.
574. But wait, there's more. 651, we're almost done. 76 and 85. Text that number, it's alive. Text that number, call that number. Don't be a loser.
Now that one, if you notice, had a much more of a longer ending. It jumped right into the phone number. The other one kind of starts off with, I'll play the intro in this one. So there's more of an intro in this one, which I kind of like. So I kind of like that a little better.
574, but wait, there's
more. So there's that. I just kind of like that whole thing. Maybe I might be able to sew these together and make one out of both of them. I think they're both in the same key. I might be able to do something like that. We'll see how that works. Anyway, yeah, that's the case. You can call, text the show. go to google.com/voice, and you can also put it in. If in case you happen to have a international calling plan thing, you want to try to figure that out, just go ahead and do that. You can make that happen. In the meantime, I better turn that off so it stops using my. There you have it, folks. That's the show for the day. I've had a few people stop in. Nobody said anything in the comments in here. I don't know why. Not sure what that's all about. People are scared, I guess. I don't know. So it is Thursday. Tomorrow will be Financial Friday. Got a few things to talk about. We are going to talk a little bit about. I know last week I think we wanted to talk about AI and its effect on the market. I didn't have a chance to do that show. I ended up not having a show last Friday. I don't think, did I? I don't think I did. There will be this Friday. We're going to have a show. And it's going to be all about finances. Financial Friday. See how that goes. We're going to talk about AI and the trading world and what's happening there. Some things, interesting things happening. As well as investments in general. We're going to talk about some things like that. Hopefully get some of that kind of thing done. What else do we want to talk about? Let me know. Let me know what you want to talk about on Financial Friday, if there's any questions you might have. I'm not a financial counselor, but hey, I'm willing to share my opinions because that's what I do. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you for that. That's all I'm here for, just to give you my opinions like it matters. Folks, God bless. I hope you had a great day. Fun show today for me. I don't know how it was for you. Hopefully it was fun. Take care, and I will see you.